The far-left agenda of Sheffield Hallam University. Image. Sheffield Hallam University. You are probably well versed on the subject of left-wing bias in the higher education system. It is something which has thankfully received notable attention over the past few years. Personally, I have first-hand experience of this which I would like to share. A few years ago I enrolled on a politics undergraduate degree course at Sheffield Hallam University. At the time I was a naive, politically unopinionated person who had reluctantly gone on the course because I had studied the subject part-time at A-level. I found it a very depressing experience. Virtually all the lecturers who taught here were on the hard left of the political spectrum and taught from a completely one-sided perspective, whereby they would uncritically promote their own viewpoint and attack or ignore all others. For example, the course included a module on political ideologies. It was taught by a self-proclaimed anarchist. It contained one lecture on conservatism and one on liberalism, and then about four or five on left-wing ideologies: socialism, communism, feminism, anarchism, etc. These left-wing subjects were taught about in a completely positive light. There was also an entire module on anarchism in which the lecturer uncritically promoted it as a workable political philosophy. 1. We also had to endure lectures from sociology professors in which they promoted the stereotypical well-rehearsed postmodern nonsense that there is no objective reality, and instead focusing on people's perceptions and feelings as a way to understand the world, suggesting that everything is just a social construct. It also focused heavily on race, gender and sexual orientation. I looked a couple of them up online and found some unsurprising results. One of them has a Facebook page which reveals she has liked a number of far-left groups, too. Another was exposed by the PoliticAllied website last year for having liked several Antifa Facebook pages and for sharing a post which appeared to endorse a far-left attack on Jacob Rees-Mogg. 3. Other examples of bias I witnessed whilst at the university included a lecturer openly telling people during a lecture to vote Labour at the next general election. 4. The university also boasts of its work with the nefarious organisation Common Purpose. 5-6-7. However, the worst example of bias I witnessed while on the course was on a module titled Europe and the European Union. It was taught by a man named Alan McGawley, a Labour Party member who used it as a party political broadcast. The whole module was a pro-EU propaganda course whereby in each lecture he would uncritically espouse the alleged benefits of EU membership, and rubbish any arguments for leaving. No attempt at objectivity was made at all. 8. He frequently bashed UKIP in lectures and tried to paint them as an extreme movement, describing them as golf club fascists. He even urged people to vote Labour in the South Yorkshire Police and Crime Commissioner elections to prevent UKIP from winning. Included here are two lecture slides he delivered. 9. If anything, the university's pro-EU bias seems to have intensified in recent years. The EU module now includes a 5-day trip to Brussels, 10, and the university recently launched a project to discuss Brexit in the predominantly Leave-voting Sheffield suburb of Bledless Valley, 11. Senior lecturers Alan McGawley, 12, and Andy Price, 13, operate Twitter accounts where they frequently propagate pro-EU canards. For example, Alan McGawley has labelled Brexiteers thick, 14, and accused elderly people of betraying the young, 15. What can be done? Fortunately, information about the left-wing agenda of universities is now much more widespread and readily available than it was a few years ago when I was doing my degree. Many people such as Jordan Peterson, 16, have been doing an excellent job of documenting this. As for what can be done, I think a straightforward solution would be for the government to withdraw funding from politicized social science courses. I would encourage people to get in touch with their elected representatives to this effect. As for me, the left-wing bias I witnessed encouraged me to read and research more widely in opposition to what the lecturers were teaching. And by time I completed the course I had become red-pilled. I set up this website to document my experiences. Link. Sheffield Hallam University Exposed. Copyright Anonymous Student 2019.